After trailing around Norwich visiting the sculptures, you may want to sit back and enjoy a musical film. One of the best I remember is West Side Story, and Jenny Newman wrote about the classic film this month. Sam will tell us, something's coming, something good.
Open the latch, something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river. Come on, deliver.
On April 26th, a film trailer was finally released for the new version of the musical West Side Story. It is one of my favourite musicals, and for this film version, directed by one of my favourite directors, Steven Spielberg. When I first heard that Hollywood would be remaking West Side Story and that Spielberg was directing it, I had concerns, big ones. The original 1961 film starring Natalie Wood really is one of my favourite film musicals. And from its opening overture and creative opening titles, created by graphic designer Saul Bass, to the overhead bird's eye view of New York, a new style of filming apparently not seen before, right down to the clicking of Riff's fingers. And the beginning of the opening ballet. We learn who the Jets are, and then the Sharks, and we discover the animosity between the two gangs. It's a modern take of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, with songs from Stephen Sondheim and the most glorious score from Leonard Bernstein. The songs integrated within the story of the film drives the story forward. When creating the film, the original director, Jerome Robbins, who has also conceived and created the show for the stage, had the cast separated. Now, he ensured that the actors playing the Jets and the Sharks didn't mingle. They weren't even allowed to eat meals together. Now, the idea behind this was to help towards creating the animosity between the two gangs. And it worked. Unfortunately for Robbins, because filming was behind schedule by several weeks, the studio fired him as director and hired Robert Wise, who completed the film. And by the time the film was released in America in 1961, the country was in the throes of the civil rights movement. And considering the film's political content, you could say it came at the right time. Depicting on the big screen the racial tensions between the Americans, the Jets, and the immigrants, the Puerto Ricans, the Sharks, it was a stark reflection of what was happening in America at that time. The dancing in this film is a language within itself. Robbins made ballet look cool, putting it on the New York streets with the young men looking strong and somewhat dangerous as they danced. My favourite routine of the film, and it is hard to choose only one, would be when the Sharks and their girlfriends sing and perform America. This is different from the stage production, when on stage is just Anita and the Sharks' girlfriends. In the film, it is a Puerto Rican cast, and it is brilliant. In fact, I actually prefer the film version. And after watching the trailer and seeing some promotional stills from the film, I cannot wait to see what Spielberg has created. From what I have read, this version will be closer to the stage version than the original film, and that should be interesting. The original Anita also returns to this new version, Rita Moreno, who won an Oscar for her performance in the original film. She plays a new character in the story, a female version of the character Doc, who was a character in the original film. In fact, should you watch the new trailer, you will hear Moreno singing Somewhere over the trailer, a song about hope and possibly the film's most beautiful song. Now, I have watched many documentaries about West Side Story, as well as interviews with the daughter of composer Leonard Bernstein. She speaks of the scoring at the end of the show and film and the melody of Somewhere. There's a bass line that you can hear. She explains it was her father questioning, is the world getting better? Is there hope for us to find a better place to all live in harmony? Not sure. But I love that thought, and that Bernstein's scoring suggests it. And I love this film, and I really hope that Spielberg, with his new young cast, pull it off. It's a story that needs to continue being told, and I am excited to see the new version.
Thank you, Sam. I look forward to seeing the new version.